Sorry about the death sentence.
Dylan looked up from the document she was scanning, a little startled to find Con McElroy, notorious Kaplan and Associates office gossip, looking down at her from over her beige cubicle wall.
I'm sorry? Oh, you haven't seen the email?
Con asked, pity dripping from his lips. If there was an email with bad news in it, especially bad news for her, it must have been sent in the last 5 minutes. Dylan was religious about checking her email. Nope. Just here reading these briefs, prepping for the Les Enfants project. She kept her smile neat.
You'll want to read this email,
he shrugged. Dylan hated the fact that Con knew something she didn't, but she couldn't look with him there. I will, eventually, she said, turning her attention back to the document and summoning all her willpower to wait Con out.
I'll leave you to it.
Con's tone was less sympathetic once he realized he wouldn't get the inside scoop. Dylan waited until the olive green of his sweater rounded the corner before furiously wheeling her chair over to the screen. 2. All Associates. From Jarrett Gilroy. Subject: Congratulations, Dylan Delacroix.
In light of Dylan's unplanned leadership on the Davis Communications Project, it is with great excitement that I announce her placement with me on the TechnoCore team. Her quick thinking and willingness to step in when the Davis Project was off track produced one of the best corporate turnarounds Kaplan saw last year. I'm confident Dylan has what it takes to turn TechnoCore around. Be sure to stop by her desk before Friday and wish her good luck on this next assignment.
Jarrett Gilroy, Junior Partner, Kaplan and Associates, helping your company get results. Dylan stared at the email, then checked her pulse. No, she wasn't dead or hallucinating. She swallowed hard and reread the email. Kaplan didn't usually send out placement announcements before notifying the employee. Surely this was a mistake. She'd saved Jarrett's job on the Davis Communications Project. There was no way she should have been assigned anything less than Les Enfants in Paris. Everyone at Kaplan knew the further you climbed, the better the assignment. She had been practicing with a French tutor for weeks. A muffled thunk-thunk on her cubicle wall made Dylan jump, interrupting her third reading of the email.